2 years ago, they went 9-1 and
didn't make the playoffs. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Whose fault is that?
Ryan's.
Ryan. It's on Castle right there. Come on.
This is the Jenkins Elite Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Jenkins, and each week we bring you Colorado Prep football talk, hot takes, and unlike other media, we're going to give you our opinion. We're not going to hold back. We're going to be biased, and we're going to pick these games. To join in on the conversation, feel free to tweet me, Joe Hansley, or Justin Holland. Now back to the Jenkins Elite Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 2, with Ryan Casey.
Today we're recording.
Yeah, you did pick Loveland, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
We good?
Okay. All right, guys. We are back. We're jacked up. Ryan Casey in house. The guru. Chassa now. Really exciting stuff, except he's going to hate segment one because we're going to talk rankings, and Holland always has an issue with your rankings. So.
Bring it.
So we're going to start off with the rankings. We'll run through them. We'll give a little game of the week recap. Pine Creek, Palmer Ridge. And then we'll start picking some games. So, Justin, what do you think? Or should we let Ryan introduce the rankings?
Yeah, introduce
the 5A.
All right, sure. Yeah. So Creek stays at one.
Yeah.
Can we just read them down?
Yeah. What okay. I mean, just kind of give your highlights, whatever you think.
So normally what I highlight is new teams in. So that's A West at 9.
Yeah.
And then Mullen at 10. Reed just dropping out and Highlands Ranch dropping out. Both teams lost.
Yeah. So if you
we said Reed Ranch is way too high. We said
Mav, can you
Highlands
cut
Ranch
in?
Ranch was way too high. The
Maverick cut in last week where I made the call for A West and Mullen to be in there.
Previously heard on Season 2, Episode 1.
I want Mullen in the top 10. I think if I'm voting, I like A West.
Yep. He called it.
And then cut
it back.
But that's exciting stuff. And, yeah, I mean, I think you nailed it.
The hard thing is, you know, Reed just played out of state. So how do you judge?
Yeah, you don't
know. How voters judge that?
Oh, who did they play out of state?
To be honest, I forget. Yeah. I'm not sure. And I also like, you know, if you go down to like 3A, Palmer Ridge dropped from 1 to 2 for losing 4A's number one team.
Right.
Yeah. But they played them within 10 points. Like, I mean, to me, that
says
they're pretty.
Oh, I should have been within 10 points.
Yeah. Man, but it should have been, you know, that's a pretty good 3A team,
yeah,
in my opinion.
No doubt. No doubt.
What do you think, Holland? First crack, 5A.
I believe we called some of these in terms of the games of the week last week and just some of the teams being ranked too high. I mean, at the end of the day, we all think that Cherry Creek's number one. We all think that Cherry Creek's going to run house and win the state title. So it's kind of where that's kind of where we're at right now.
What do you think?
I agree.
Think, young
Cherry
Joe?
Creek rolled. Valor, they played out of state as well, and it looked like they rolled them as well. Had a good game there, and yeah, I like that Arvada West and Mullen snuck in. I know Arvada West has a good team, and then Mullen was out there making plays too. Our young guy got in at Q, huh?
Slinging it around. So both guys played for Mullen. Dom DePozzle and Kyle Remington both played, but Kyle had some touchdowns and stood in the pocket, stayed tall. So love to see that. I mean, again, you know what I was kind of surprised to see is that it doesn't look like Pomona's missed a beat. So there's a real chance that we might be sleeping on Pomona at 4.
I agree.
Who did they play?
Who was Pomona's first game against? They absolutely smashed.
It was just a great game.
I mean, they lost a lot.
Yeah. Lost a ton of guys. Yeah.
Well, they had
lost their two best players. Yeah.
They went to Florida. They beat a team in Florida.
They beat a team in Florida.
I heard about this. I heard about that game.
Yeah.
So
what part of Florida was that team from?
Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
We got no idea.
If we're being honest. But they still look talented.
4A.
Like, they still look loaded.
4A, Pine Creek dominating in votes. 12 of the first place one. Loveland with one. I know you're a Loveland guy, Justin.
Yeah.
I think Pine Creek showed out really, really well. We'll talk more about them in the...
And the scary thing is they could be a year away still.
Oh,
most of those kids
they have
are
so much. Yeah, they're loaded. All right, so who dropped out of the 4A? Pondo dropped out. Pueblo West dropped out. And who's in? And we got Longmont and Rampart.
So Longmont comes up, even though they don't play a game. And we got a team that loses, like Ponderosa loses to a 5A team and drops down. I think it's just week one. Yeah. Like, there's no way to really like.
Well, we don't know.
These will be much better and a lot like more also, heated. But who knows?
Is there's a different group of people voting in 4A than 3A.
Right.
So
right.
So you have different reasons. With, yeah. So different reasons of moving people up, moving people down.
Oh, so it's so yeah. Explain like, that to okay, us a little
so,
bit because
so only 5A coaches are voting in 5A. 4A right. coaches are voting 4A. We have some crossovers, some gotcha. Members, but it's not a lot.
Right.
So that's probably some of the inconsistency in terms of why a team would move up or down.
That actually,
well, okay. like honestly, I just feel like a team that moves up in classification should be kind of rewarded for that, right? So Ponte Rosa goes up in classification yeah. to play.
Like we want to see Legend. More of those.
They lose.
It was a close game.
We want to see more
yeah,
of our.
It was a close game, right? Yeah. So, and then all of a sudden they kind of drop out, and there's teams that haven't played yet that are moving above them. Now, we said last Longmont's week that we thought Longmont should be in the top 10. So it's not like we're complaining a whole ton.
What you're saying though is let's reward the guys because we want to see more crossover. Like it's how great like was it that Palmer Ridge and Pine Creek started the season?
Palmer Ridge should be rewarded for going and taking on Pine Creek. Awesome. Like that's an exciting game. They were, that's what people want to see. We were at the game. It was packed.
It was packed.
Right? There was a line out the parking lot to try
he
to get in.
He got caught in it, not me. I'm a 6 p.m. arrival guy for a 7 o'clock kickoff.
Absolutely.
Well, I was watching the Broncos preseason game at a local.
The
it's
real
called watering hole. Right?
The real issue is we would have been we would have showed up on time too, but Emily was like, "We need to leave at 3 to avoid traffic." Turns out there was no traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So that was exciting stuff. Anyways, 4A, not a lot.
So Rampart can play, huh? They got some game.
They beat Dakota Ridge 45-17.
Yeah, so, Dakota Ridge can play too.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. So, I mean, that's another one where, who knows?
That's good stuff.
3A, biggest movement was Palmer Ridge down. Roosevelt drops out, but that's deserving. They got pounded by Pueblo East. Didn't they? Wasn't it like, it was like 43-14. Pueblo East is good.
They're underrated, I think.
Yeah.
Even at 3. I mean, that's a good football team.
So were they? They weren't 4A last year though. They were 3A. South. That was South was yeah. the one that dropped down. Got it.
Yeah, and boy, Holy Family.
Yeah, South. Yeah, game. Holy Family beat South. South's down skill wise.
They lost.
Or
a
they
lot.
Just lost.
They did lose
skill
a lot.
Players.
And I mean,
I shouldn't
the thing
say they're
is,
down.
Too, they lost. They lost about 100 to 200 kids enrollment to an online school.
Yeah,
so right. That hurts your depth.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to hurt your depth. But you know, they were the team to beat a year ago in 4A.
Yeah.
They lost their quarterback, you know, and the kid threw for 50-something touchdown passes a year ago. Well, that's a lot.
He was a pretty okay
to
player.
Replace, right? He was definitely an okay
player. Player of the year.
You know, went out on the limb last week and said that Pueblo East was going to lose that game. Completely wrong.
Yeah, me too.
But we have talked about Pueblo East before. Like, they're always talented, and it's just kind of whether they figure it out or not. Because when they figure it out, they're a state title contender all the time.
I feel like every year we've, like, paid attention, or I've paid attention to high school football. Pueblo East is always like 8-2, makes the playoffs, and then kind of like
they won three straight. They won three straight titles with three different head coaches.
Exactly.
Like I mean, that's crazy.
That like, is insane.
And that was kind of at the same time that when I was coaching at Adams, and there was always a lot of talent to recruit from there.
Yeah.
Right. Very difficult to pull Pueblo kids out of Pueblo when CSU Pueblo was dominating right Division II, and they have that pipeline right in their backyard.
Absolutely.
But going to those games and watching those kids play, they're physical, they're tough, they're everything you kind of want, they're athletic. So when they do have, you know, kind of all of their, you know, kind of quirks figured out, they're definitely a very good team. I won't be sweeping on Pueblo East anymore because that was an impressive win to start week one.
And Holy Family jumps in, but that's well deserved. They took down Pueblo South. So I don't think there's... All right, 2A. Bayfield stays the same. La Junta, Platte Valley climbs up.
Bennett, which to me is surprising. That's a team that was 1A last year. And
addition is Bennett. Love Bennett. First quarterback I ever trained from Bennett. Yeah, that's a true story. Drove out there, charged $20, spent $17 in gas, made $3 though. So I was on the come up.
Where do you live?
I love Bennett, man. That was a huge.
You know, that's a fun.
Where is Bennett?
Bennett's right by Strasburg.
Yeah,
it's I-70, and it's actually the closest like small town we have.
Yeah.
And Strasburg has a good game this week too.
Strasburg lost Colin. Collins out. That's sad. Mm-hmm. So Bennett jumps in. Eaton's out. Did Eaton lose? Or did they just get bumped?
I don't recall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bennett's in. 1A, we've got Strasburg, number one still. They had a big win. And then a lot of people haven't played. So the lower classifications don't have to.
No,
5A is the only one who had to start this week.
Yeah.
Now everyone's starting.
Right.
Because we're at 24 playoff teams.
Correct.
Instead of 32.
The top 8 get the bye on the back end.
That's good stuff.
I like that, yeah.
I'm surprised it actually passed.
I'm very interested to see how it plays out.
Because you should be rewarded.
Well, I honestly, as a coach, didn't like
the bye.
I don't necessarily.
Do you remember last year? Yeah, I remember him getting all salty about the bye.
Because he thinks it's harder to keep kids engaged than it
the
is
playoff
to recover them.
Like, you know what I mean? Like
playoffs? Okay. You don't like that? Or the week one?
Well, I'm interested to see how it goes in terms of the bye week because there's a lot of teams that could be getting hot at the end of the year, right? Could really start to figure some things out. And then all of a sudden, these kids aren't used to having bye weeks. They're not used to having a week off once the season starts. And once they, but also the coaches aren't used to that either. Some coaches are going to bring out the pads they're going to hit, mm-hmm. right? We could see injuries in that week. Some coaches will give you days off. And what are they going to do? Some coaches are going to bring guys in to lift more weights and say, hey, we got a, you know, a chance to really make a statement here at the end of the year. And guys get tired. Yeah. Like, it's how you manage that. Right, the NFL has it down to a T. College football knows they know they plan these things during the summer. Where hey, we have a bye week. This is exactly what we're going to do. They have it down to the minute plan. Joe had bye weeks when he was in college. I had them, and the week was scheduled. It was you know our time was taken care of. We didn't really have to worry about like oh hey, you know it's Tuesday of my bye week and we don't have practice. What am I going to do this after?
It really
I don't have
time off. Yeah.
You know, there wasn't time off for that type of stuff. So I'm just interested to see, like, if it does cost somebody,
in like that 6-8 range.
That later.
Because then you get that tough second round game.
Exactly.
Whereas the one would get the 16 maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. We'll see what it goes.
It's exciting.
It's on the coaches, though. The coaches.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's definitely on the coaches.
I'm a big see a Thursday on the bye week guy.
Right.
Yeah. See a Thursday.
See Thursday, you know?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday.
See guys Thursday.
I'd like to
see NFL.
Teams,
see a Thursday. You guys do
I'd
whatever
like to
you
see
want.
See those teams keep their rhythm, keep their practice rhythm, kind of. Take it easy towards the end of the week. Maybe get out together as a team, scout their opponents' games, do some things like that. Where
yeah,
they can be creative in high
advantage.
School.
Yeah, you
can
go watch that.
Go watch it live. Go
you
know, go see
your
some
team
games.
To go and watch that.
Exactly. Yeah. And those are the types of things that you would like to see coaches try to start organizing and get make sure they have a plan for it.
Yeah.
We'll see if it happens.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. Let's recap the game of the week. Pine Creek Palmer Ridge. Initial thoughts, initial takeaways.
Well, called it.
Yeah, you did call it. Congrats.
Like, gonna take that dub.
Really excited.
Right from the beginning.
Really.
But honestly, takeaways is, you know, we talked about this during the podcast last week. You know, there's probably a lot of people that didn't know Gavin Herberg before the game, and they know him now.
Yeah, he's a good
right?
player.
There's going to be people Ball that are going to have to game plan for him moving forward. Pine Creek is not just about DM3. They're going to be much more well-rounded. We're going to see them play from gun, from more spread sets than we've seen them in the past. I think it makes them more dangerous. They have excellent guys in the secondary that turn around and play on the offensive side of the ball, and they have explosive wide receivers. This is a team that, you know, definitely is competing for that 4A title. Obviously, I think it's going to be a coin flip between them and Loveland. I'm stuck because I picked Loveland to win it all last week, but we'll see, you know,
see how it plays out.
You know, we'll see how it plays out. I want to see that game, right? I absolutely do want to see that game, but I'm glad that we were able to make this game because we know the type of firepower that Palmer Ridge brings to games.
Yeah.
And we were all just waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. And, you know, Pine Creek was just very disciplined. They didn't come out of their game plan defensively. They've put pressure on Ty Evans. They did all the things that was necessary to win that game. And I didn't feel like it was that close. I honestly didn't.
No.
I felt like they were in control the whole night.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was close at all. Palmer, yeah. I mean, it was a typical week one. Like, Palmer Ridge had so many penalties. A lot of jitters. A lot of, you know, just nerves going out there. Call it whatever you want. But, I mean, you could just tell Palmer Ridge was rusty. And it looked like Pine Creek, like, their game plan and how they were coached, they stuck to it. And honestly, they did. They handled them. Like, there's drop balls by Palmer Ridge. They made mistakes.
Yeah.
But I still think
I do think the headline, if it was like it's, I think Palmer Ridge did not play well.
No, they didn't play well. But I do think if they did play well.
But I do think it goes to say, like, I also am not always a believer in, like, hey, we didn't play well. Like, there's something to be said about a team making you not
right.
play well
right.
also.
And it's because they matched them with their dudes. We were sitting in here talking about all the talent that that Palmer Ridge had. Pine Creek's got dudes, man.
Oh,
that
yeah.
dude that, on defense number three, what's his name?
And the kids
He's
that
long
they...
and he can play.
Them. And
they,
the kids
they
that
guys.
They have.
Eddie played
like well. Palmer Ridge and Pine Creek. Here's the thing that we... I guess I shouldn't say we. I know I took for granted as I'm so used to watching 5A
yeah.
and like Cherry Creek and Valor. No one plays both ways.
Yeah. yeah right.
And then you watch Pine Creek and Palmer Ridge. Those receivers
yeah.
all play DB.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, as a receiver, you're going up against another really good athlete.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? And I don't want to say it's not the same at 5A. Like it is. But it's just different. I don't. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's a little
extent,
different because
yeah, no. I mean, there's definitely like I didn't play DB until my senior year.
Yeah,
like in 5A, they'll save some of those. I guess
like they'll just save some of the kids. Yeah, and they've either picked offense or defense, and they're saving them for
right.
that.
Yeah, but they also you see more of it at the end of the year when games matter or playoffs, where it's
yeah.
like, hey, I have this stud. He might have been playing offense. Let's
he's playing
get him on the deep
yeah.
like
I'm a big
for
fan
that playoff
school,
run.
Though, get the best dudes on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah no,
I mean,
after watching that
play.
Game, I'm more of a fan of that
the
too. I've never been. I've always been a you need
to
I loved
put
watching
the dudes
that
on let them play.
Because, you know, I played at a 5A high school that probably wasn't as deep as a lot of other we never went with the, you know, hey, there's 11 on offense.
Yeah.
Where's your best players? Play them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I would have been one of the best defensive players, Tom Thoneau would play me there.
Sure. Yeah.
I wasn't, so I didn't.
You weren't very good.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey punted,
mm-hmm.
Receiver, running back, defensive
mm-hmm.
back,
yeah.
all 4 years.
Well, yeah.
well not maybe not punted, but
yeah.
he did all those throughout his career. I mean
best
athlete. Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah. Absolutely.
And no, I do think it was a big-time game. It was fun to watch. I think
it was fun to watch.
Long-term,
yeah.
Palmer Ridge going to have to get better against quarters.
Yeah.
We didn't really have a lot of quarters beaters in.
Mm-hmm.
And Pine Creek is going to have to pick up a nickel off the edge.
Sure.
Because we struggled. Both the teams had struggles with that. Other than that, I thought they looked good. I thought, I think Pine Creek showed a little bit of last year they lost to a pass happy team. And you can tell that an emphasis defensively was get better against pass.
Right.
But how many times does that happen in that championship game? I mean, we were lucky. It was like 60 degrees on championship Saturday.
Yeah.
Normally that, you know, Fairview-type offense, that doesn't
kind
work.
Kind of fizzles
yeah.
at the end because of the weather.
And
yeah.
I think Pueblo South was a little bit more balanced than maybe like a Fairview.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, it was the weather last year was
yep.
different.
Held out. It
yeah.
lucked out. I think Pine Creek's going to be a little more dynamic, too, in that Pueblo South just took away DM3 last year in the state title. And anyone who's watched
mm-hmm.
the tape is going to say, we can't go cover zero and we can't. Just sitting three with this kid at quarterback.
Did he play defense against Palmer Ridge?
No. DM3.
No. Okay,
he went in.
He never really
well,
got loose, man.
He did.
Really
he went impressed. In. He went in at corner
yeah.
for
yeah.
a series. They threw two posts on him.
Okay.
He went right off the field.
Oh.
So
oh, yeah, he,
it was
he,
a PI. Had two PI calls.
Right, you're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Or it was one PI call and they pulled him.
Yeah.
Because they took out and I'm gonna get the kid's name because we have it written down here. Max Lofi. Is that the pronunciation? Lofi,
sure.
The number three for Pine Creek. He's a really, really good player.
He's a good football
yeah.
player.
No, he's a really
he
good football player.
Dude, man.
He's a good DB. He's
long,
a good receiver. He's
run.
He played.
And that was the kid they took out to put DM3. You don't do that. Max is.
No.
Max needs to play every single snap for him. Anyways, let's bump down. Let's pick some games. Kylie, give us the standings.
So the standings for Tim's 5 out of 8, Joe is 6 out of 8, and Justin is 7 out of 8.
We've got to kind of teach her how to do it. Like five,
get
5 and 3.
Done.
Yeah, you're 5 and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 and 1.
That's pretty good.
Just wow. getting it done.
That's pretty good. Who didn't he pick
no,
correct?
Oh, no.
6 and 2. He didn't pick Pueblo East.
Oh yeah,
you
like
honestly,
on
I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
So we're both 5 and 3. Joe and I are both 5 and 3. Or no, Joe had 6.
Joe
oh,
had
I'm
six.
In last.
I'm
wow.
six and 2. Yeah, you're dead last.
Really excited.
Dead last.
Out of 3.
So you went with me on the Roosevelt pick, but you also picked Pondo over Legend.
Well, yeah, I love.
Did you pick scores too?
I really like.
No, those
just
those
game
are the
of the week.
Okay. Those are the final scores.
Oh no, just game of the week. Yeah,
you nailed those scores too.
I mean, Tim did throw some scores out there last week.
Did.
They were in the area of. You know,
yeah, I thought that Pondo Legend
56.
Was
going
to be 70-77.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Well, we trained both the quarterbacks. Instead, it was like 12-9.
Yeah.
A lot of field goals.
All three of the quarterbacks that played in that game.
Yeah, I know. I was really hopeful for them.
Yeah.
All right, let's go game of the week. Let's kick it off. Thursday, we've got number 2 Loveland and number 3 Broomfield. Loveland comes to this game sitting at the number 2. They're 10-0. They were 10-0 in 2017. They lost to Broomfield in the second round. So this is even more exciting for Loveland. Broomfield, led by senior QB Stephen Kroll. Nailed that pronunciation. Looks to build on a convincing week 1 win. They took down Legacy 55-14.
First time in 6 years they beat them.
Yeah, they worked
right?
them up.
Yeah.
Does Legacy have a new head coach?
Legacy
yeah,
does
yeah,
have a new staff.
They're Wayne left to go start Riverdale Ridge.
Yeah.
Got it. So new staff comes in, loses by 50.
That's tough.
Do we know who's up there?
It's never ideal.
Corey Hines.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. That's tough. Tough week 1 for Corey. Anyways, what are we thinking? You want to start us off?
Sure, yeah. I think Loveland's still a team, even though a lot of those kids have graduated. I still think that, you know, 2 years ago, them not making the playoffs at 9-1 is still,
yeah.
is still a thing for this program.
2 years ago, they went 9-1 and
didn't
make
the
playoffs.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Whose fault is that?
Ryan's.
Ryan's. It's on Castle right there. What are you
Come on.
No, I'm just messing.
I was like, how did you not hear? Yeah. So I do think that's still part of this program. And, you know, I'm sure they're using that as motivation.
Yeah.
Right? Don't leave it in anyone else's hands. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if they go 10-0, they probably don't miss the playoffs. Yeah.
I like it.
So you
should have won 10.
Yeah.
Should have won 10.
No, but I think two great programs, two great head coaches, too.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm going to try to make this one if I can. I'm not going to go predictions, though, on you. Promise you that much.
Yeah.
I'm not in the prediction business. Especially, I'll get accused of bias, too.
Yeah,
too
yeah you'll get in big trouble.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it'll be a great game.
Jay, what do you think?
Yeah, looking at 4A, man, this is probably the most competitive classification in the state,
yeah.
to be perfectly honest. Like, this is going to be a difficult game. Obviously, we love Steven. You know, got to see him all spring, all summer, just put in work.
Big
so,
lefty.
Big lefty, big arm, can attack all levels of the field. But again, you know, I feel like
you already
based on,
one.
Yeah, based on what, you know, we kind of talked about with coaches around town, what they feel like Loveland was bringing at the team camps, at the scrimmages. Like, they're just, there's a lot of good vibes going around this Loveland program. I hate to pick against Stephen Kroll, so I'm not going to.
Oh.
Loveland's going to lose game 1.
Ooh.
They're going to come back and win the state title
no,
later.
They're not. They're going to lose game 1. They're going to go 9-1. Ryan's not going to win.
Now, as long as Chassa doesn't ruin it, they're going to come back and win it later. So we're going Broomfield.
For everyone out there who is mad at Ryan right now,
yeah.
he doesn't actually let your team in or not let
Correct.
Your team in,
yeah.
so stop emailing him.
Thank you for that. Stop emailing him and adding him on Twitter.
It was like two years ago that I saw, like, people were just being ruthless, so I shot him a message. I was like, hey, Ryan, I think you're doing a great job.
All right, so you've got Broomfield. What's,
yes, I do.
You got to give scores, game of the week.
Game of the week?
Yeah.
Scores. That's going to be tough. I think that both these teams are well coached. I think it's going to be a close game, so I'll go 27-24. Let's go Broomfield.
How much of an advantage is it Broomfield already haven't played a game?
I think it's huge.
Right?
After watching
for their confidence, too, because
yeah.
they went and put it on
yeah,
a team
true.
That they haven't beaten 6 years.
Yeah.
So I think that's huge for their confidence. They have a senior quarterback, which means a lot to me. Like,
yeah. Yep.
Knowing that you have somebody you can trust that knows the system, that, you know, has put the work in over the summer, organized the team. Like, they're just looking very well right now, and I just know that Wayne McGinn's going to have Loveland
yeah.
ready to go.
Yeah.
Even though this is their first game, it's still those first game jitters. It's
yeah.
still what we saw from Palmer Ridge,
yeah.
right? There's going to be holding calls. There's going to be false starts. There's going to be,
delay
you know,
game.
Guys lined up – you know, off the line of scrimmage, and we're going to get procedure penalties. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong week one. That week two is just a lot of cleanup. Yeah. And if you've already had that under your belt and everybody's got their jitters out of the way, right? But, you know, I still think it's going to be a great game. These two teams are going to be there at the end no matter what. 4A is going to be a bloodbath. And
you've got 27-24.
Yep.
So, quick question, follow-up. Do you have a missed extra point to make it 27, or do you have two field goals?
Mixed extra point.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
nobody's making football. Field goals. Yeah.
Well, you got 24, so Loveland's got a kicker. Yeah. Unless they're going for two every time, which would be bold prediction. I like that. Joe, what do you think?
I was going to go – I was thinking Loveland, but Justin might talk me out of it. No, I don't know.
7-1 record.
I think I like that Broomfield went out and played really well and had a big win. I'm gonna take Broomfield just because I think Loveland's going to have some of those first game just those first game issues. Little jitters. They're going to have some penalties. They might get down early, and I don't think they're going to come back. I got Broomfield 28-21.
Interesting. I wanted to go Broomfield.
I know you.
But now I'm thinking to myself, now is this a game that I can sneak back in that, this right? thing? But it's a long season, so I'm going Broomfield.
There you go.
I'm going Broomfield 49. Stephen Correll, 7 touchdowns. Loveland, 41.
Wow, you
49, 41. 90 combined points. I don't really know, to be honest with you. They scored 55 in the opener. Yeah. But we're going to let it rip. It's exciting stuff. Okay, now we're jumping down. Friday, number one Cherry Creek versus Santa Margarita from Laguna in California. Cherry Creek takes it out of state. They're traveling to California. Great intro, Mav. Senior QB Alex Padilla looks to lead the Bruins to another decisive win this week. Marcus Miller, how many touchdowns did he have last week? Two?
You'll have to check.
Two of them.
Loose, huh?
Santa Margarita comes in. They lost to Mission Viejo. To give perspective, though, that's a really good team
really
in California
good
as well.
Program.
So.
Santa Margarita, we did a camp out there this summer. They have the best football facilities in Colorado. Just there in California.
Okay.
Like they have really, really great football facilities. Yeah. Like everyone talks about Valor, Santa Margarita, different ball game.
Okay.
I think both their coaches, NFL guys.
Yeah.
They have a good staff. Anyways, the conference they play in is really good, but they are 1-1.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, give us some. Give us
you know,
some.
I am going to go preach.
Give
in
us
here.
Some.
I'm going to go preach just because it's Colorado. So
you heard it there. So when Creek goes 5-5, and Creek makes the playoffs, make sure to tweet Ryan because you know it's.
Well, if Creek goes 5-5, you got to leave them out because there's no way they That's go 5-5.
They're too good. Creek. You know, I wasn't at the game, but I heard about Creek against Doherty. Creek controlled every aspect of that game. Yeah. And, you know, they're number one for a reason.
How many Division I kids do they have on their team?
Oh, like 4, 5, 6.
I mean, that's just their senior class.
That's a good point.
Like, that's just guys that have already committed or, you know, have been offered. Like,
I mean, it's just impressive.
There's underclassmen there. This is a program that's loaded from their freshmen through their varsity team. Here's the thing. We were out there, so we did some research on Santa Margarita while we were out there. It's the alma mater for Carson Palmer, but there's also, you know, 18, hundreds of Division I players that have come out of that school. They've had, you know,
some
like 25 players that have made it to the NFL out of that school. I mean, this is one of those schools that's out there that plays in the kind of that private school league. So, you know, it's like playing
St. John
in a league
Bosco,
where they're all Valors.
Modern day.
They're all Valors. They're all Valors and Mullins. They're all, you know, programs that take it very seriously. They get out. And they recruit great talent.
Well,
and
they would never recruit. But
great talent wants to go out there and play, right, because of what they've established, right? Yep. They have a reputation. And this is one of those teams that has a reputation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is going to be a very talented team. We don't know much about them, but losing to Mission Viejo, that's, you know, there's going to be a lot of teams that lose to Mission Viejo.
Yeah.
So, it is what, like, it all comes down to what we think about Cherry Creek, right? And just looking at some of the stats, Santa Margarita looks like they have a good quarterback. He's a sophomore, right? He's averaging 255 yards over two games, right? So he's thrown for 500 yards. He has 7 touchdowns, 4 picks. Interceptions happen with young quarterbacks, right? Alex Padilla isn't a young quarterback. Alex Padilla is preparing for a life in the Big Ten, okay? He's going to take care of the football, a Dave Logan scheme right? They're going to mix run and pass. They're going to play action. They're going to get their guys in great position, you know, to make big plays. So I just I'm going to take a senior quarterback again, because it's just at this point of the year, you know, that experience is going to show up, right? That sophomore may be great by the end of the year. He may be great by the end of the year.
But it's week three.
But it's week three for him. And traditionally, how much respect is a California team going to give a Colorado team coming out?
Yeah.
You know, even ranked number one.
They will, because the head coach is a Cherokee guy.
I know. I know. Oh, really? But how do you convince those players?
The coach is going to have respect. I don't know if it's a head coach or if it's like the DC or somebody, okay. But someone over there is a Cherokee guy.
That's interesting.
That's why, I think that's why this got set up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can't convince the players. The players are still, like, we've all played with California kids. They're still California kids.
Right.
I mean, I think back a couple years ago, Mullen went to play Modern Day.
Right.
They lost him by, like, a touchdown.
Yeah.
Modern Day is real.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't happen, right? Yeah. I mean, no. To your point, they underestimated them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So you've got Creek.
I do have Creek.
Like, I'm going Creek as well. Everyone talks about California Private League, blah, blah, blah. Yes, there's good teams out there. I've also seen a ton of overrated talent come out of California. I'm taking Cherry Creek here because I think they're legit. They got some good talent, and I just think I do think Santa Margarita will overlook them a little bit.
Yeah. Another game where I think I can steal one.
Steal one, Tim. Here
but, I mean, I've never picked against Alex Padilla, and I never will. Cherry Creek, 50. Santa Margarita, 49. Cherry Creek goes for two. Last play of the
this
game, they win it. They jump on that plane.
This is why it's a smart play. Now, we all picked Cherry Creek a week ago, mm-hmm. but we did have a lot of respect for Doherty, and Doherty played them tough the year prior.
Yeah.
Right? Cherry Creek went and dominated every aspect of that
game.
Right? They are ready to go. They are playing at another level. This is a team that's
They're not talented at only the skill spots, right?
But they're hungry, man. They got a big offensive line.
Yeah, their offensive line, their defensive line, they're just good.
I mean, it is 56-7, but Dave Logan takes his guys out when they're up big. So,
yeah,
I mean, they were up big.
That's the other thing. He's a great coach. Like, he's going to have Santa Margarita scouted out. He's going to have the whole.
They're going to be dialed in.
I don't know. I think Dave's a great coach. I also think their staff is.
That's a good point.
They got some good assistants.
Well, it's guys that have been with
like
for
Corey,
years.
I think Corey's one of the best DB guys in the state, and he's over there just scheming people up.
There's been
like,
guys that have been with Dave since Dave was at A-West.
Yeah.
And they were at Chatfield, and they were at Mullen, and they were at Cherry Creek. These are guys that understand how to coach with each other. They're not learning each other.
Yeah.
They know their jobs. They know their positions, and they do it as well as anybody, right? They do it as well as anybody.
I like it.
It's electric.
Friday, 4A. Number one, Pine Creek, Rio Rancho, New Mexico. So, do you want to give us the intro on Rio Rancho? Just talk about the facilities down there, because I know you're a New Mexico recruiter.
I'm so jealous of a lot of the schools down there. So, when we would go down to recruit, we were one of the first RMAC teams to go down into New Mexico to really recruit heavily, because Colorado and New Mexico kind of have a deal where you're given in-state tuition, right? So, it was recruiting New Mexico kids for us was recruiting in-state players, which was huge when you're talking about
X
a scholarship allotment. You're not talking about full rides and things like that. It's like, hey, 5,000 to a New Mexico kid is a hell of a lot more than 5,000 to an Arizona kid.
Yep.
So that was a big deal. So when we went down there trying to get kind of the lay of the land, you start going around some of the schools in the Rio Rancho area, and Rio Rancho is kind of like their Highlands Ranch, you know. Okay. Really kind of good neighborhood, but man, some of these schools for public schools were beautiful.
Yeah.
Really, right? Absolutely. They all had stadiums on their campus. All of the stadiums had the same sort of football building in their end zones, where, you know, that first level was they had locker rooms, but they also had sheds for all their equipment that they could pack in. The second level was a gigantic weight room. The third level was meeting rooms for the coaching staff and players. They had an offensive defensive meeting rooms. They had offices for head coach and coordinators. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
It was better than everything that we had at Adams, and it wasn't even close. Yeah. We were sitting there trying to figure out how we were going to get a job down in New Mexico. So
did not come back.
You know, and there was.
Hey, I'm not coming.
We were pleasantly surprised, like, you know, being a Colorado guy, we hadn't, and most of us were, we didn't know much about New Mexico high school football, and, you know, we we hadn't really gone down the recruit and, you know, playing at CSU and going down to playing New Mexico every year and looking kind of at their roster, they tended to recruit out of state a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, and that's changed. You start to see their rosters. There's a lot of New Mexico guys. And if you're from New Mexico, don't give me the, like, oh, Brian Urlacher was like, yeah, sure. Okay. They've had talent. Of course they have. But, you know, when we looked at their roster, there was guys, Colorado kids went down there. Texas comes up there a lot. So, but now you're starting to see a lot more kids that are coming out of New Mexico, right? Yeah. And they're starting to get more respect from D1 schools coming in to recruit there. And obviously the RMAC is recruiting down there quite a bit now because of that rule. So, you know, this is going to be a good football team. It's going to be a good football team. They play at their highest classification, and they have a lot of resources.
Yeah, and I just looked. They made the quarterfinals last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a good team. Pine Creek's coming off of a big win, though.
That'd be a huge win for Pine Creek.
If they go down there and beat Rio Rancho?
That'd be a huge win.
I think it'd be big.
Yeah.
Give it to us. Joe, you start me off. What do you think?
So I don't know much, obviously, about Rio Rancho. Sounds like they got some good ball down there. I think it's hard to go on the road as a high school team and travel and go through all this stuff. It's not, you know, your focus is just not on the game. You're just a high school kid. There's just other stuff going on. I'm gonna take Rio Rancho here. They're big school down there too, right? They're the highest classification. Yeah. I'm taking Rio Rancho. Nothing against my guys at Pine Creek. I mean, they can play and they're gonna give them a fight. I just think it's going to be a tough trip and a learning experience for them. But then they'll come back and run the table the rest of the year.
So you've got 9-1 Pine Creek.
Sure.
End of the day.
If they make the playoffs.
If they make the playoffs. Jay, what are you thinking?
I'm still kind of shocked over here. Joe caught me off guard.
So now you're thinking you missed something.
No, not at all. We were all at that game Friday night. We were all there.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, the sort of skill players that Pine Creek has, like, I don't care what school they're playing. Those kids are formidable. Like, they're very good. No, you know what I mean? And, like, we see multiple Division I players on that Pine Creek team. Multiple. Mm-hmm. Right? And they're scary fast. Now, they do play both ways.
Yeah.
Right? This is going to be a bigger school. They're probably not going to have kids that are playing both ways. If Pine Creek's not up early and it's a close game at the end, could you see them getting tired down there? Sure. Mm-hmm. But I don't care. They're as talented as anybody, so I'm going to go with Pine Creek. I'm going to go with Gavin. Gavin has the ability, and people are going to find out very shortly, like, it's not just his arm. This is one of the fastest kids on the field every time he steps out there.
Yeah.
Like, he is a great athlete. He has a strong arm. He's intelligent. You know, we have worked every aspect of this kid, and he has excelled in everything. Like, he's going to have a big game. They're going to win.
Got good hair, too. Yeah. Kid's got good hair.
It's great hair.
He's swag. Yeah, he's got
some hair. Yeah, he looked cool in the arm sleeve. He looked like Mav did at group. Mav looked like LeBron with your arm sleeve. Let's just keep it rolling. Let's keep it rolling. Ryan, you want to pick this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go Pine Creek 70-0.
Great.
There you go.
Great
pick. Nice job.
So I do think traveling as a high school team is tough.
It is.
And I think Cherry Creek is flying.
Right.
I think Pine Creek might be going bus.
Oh, really?
I think that might be busing.
That's not a lot. This is, we're talking northern Albuquerque, and a bus from Denver is probably 4 hours.
The RMAC.
Yeah, it's an RMAC.
That's what the RMAC did. It's the RMAC trip. That gets your back a little tight. I'm not talking players. I'm talking coaches. So I think they come out slow. I think some of the coaches aren't upright. But I do think they kick it out in the second quarter. Pine Creek 49, Rio Rancho 12. They go for two twice. They don't get it either time.
Okay.
They're up 12-0 at the end of the first quarter, though. Rio Rancho's up 12-0.
I think Rio Rancho is going to look at this as, like, people think Colorado 4A teams going to come down here and, like, roll us because we're New Mexico, blah, blah, blah. Like, what? I think
like how you're saying, like, Creek might think about Santa Margarita. Rio Rancho sitting down there thinking they're the same.
Yeah. Like, they're going to be thinking, like, what? Like,
I know. And they're going to come out hot. 12 points in the first quarter. But then Pine Creek's going 49 straight. What do you think? I think it's a great pick. Thank you.
I don't think so. I really think that Pine Creek's got them. Right?
I took Pine Creek.
Huh?
Yeah, I got Pine Creek.
Yeah, Pine Creek's got
49. I think Gavin's going off.
I think he is too. Just
I'm big on picking blowouts. The ability
to get down the field.
Justin's really nice to everybody.
I think that DM3's got a... He's gonna want to make a difference, right? He didn't have the best. He didn't have the opening game he was looking for, right? I mean, this is a kid that almost rushed for 2,000 yards a year ago, you know. So, I mean, he's looking to have a big game.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Why is it go for two twice in this, and why isn't it go for two twice, get it, and then two safeties?
He's really mixing things up.
There you go.
Oh, just craziness. I should have done that. Nice. Dang it.
You'll hear it next week.
You will hear that pick next week. Okay, here we go. This is going to be a great game. 4A, Saturday, number 5, Chatfield, number 7, Rampart. Chatfield coming off a 42-0 win over Gateway. Hunter Barnes, 277 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's pretty. Jeez. That's a big week one.
The kid is electric. running back.
Running back. Rampart. Mav has written in here, Rampart always seems to be in the 4A conversation. I can't remember a time that they were. So this is new for Rampart. So that's a terrible intro. But sophomore Kale, pronunciation not sure on it. 9 carries, 121 yards, 3 touchdowns. So the kid scored on 33% of his touches. Now that's a great stat, Math. What are we thinking?
That's good stuff.
Do you want to give us a little more deep dive?
Chris McCarron scored on 75% of his touches.
You know, I'm always super interested in Chatfield because they have a like weird combination offense where they're passing and running, but they also have that weird train set that Michigan used a couple of years ago.
Oh, love it. Yeah, like, everybody lines up and then they break.
Yeah, and that came from Brett McGatlin's dad. Like, it's crazy. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, great coaches. I think this will be a really fun game, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin.
Sorry, I was reading text from Mac.
I got you. I'm dialed right now. I'm going to take Chatfield because they're a good football program.
Nice culture. So this is a culture.
The culture
pick.
It's set.
Yep.
It's set. I think Rampart's gonna have some firepower, but I think Chatfield. I mean, they rolled Hunter Barnes. Like, have a day, my man.
Yeah. That's big. So you've got titties. Chatfield.
Yeah, I got Chatfield.
Rampart has 2 kids last week. One with 3 rushing touchdowns. Another one with 2. Both of them over 100 yards.
See, to me, I'm going strength of
I'm
going strength of opponent here, and 42-0 sounds good until you hear it's Gateway.
Yeah. And well, yeah, they're battling.
I think the last time Gateway won a game was 2009. So we're going to.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
We're stat check. Yeah. We can stat check that.
Stat check that.
It might be 2003. We don't know.
I'm looking at it right now.
Like,
they have a new staff, though.
Last time they won was pre-recession.
Exactly. So
they went 3-7 last year.
3-7. Can we see who they won?
Correction.
They lost to Chatfield. They beat Adams City.
Wow.
They beat
big time.
Vista Peak.
Huge.
And they beat Littleton.
Big time wins. Big time wins.
Here's the thing, though. They lost to Chatfield 63-7 last year. So they're showing improvement.
42-0 this year.
Or Chatfield was up 42-0 in the second quarter and pulled everyone. Yeah.
Rampart putting
a beat down on Dakota Ridge.
Yeah, that's
right. Dakota Ridge doesn't have any excuse not to be playing at a high level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
tough week one.
Yeah.
That was a good opponent. You know,
so you're going Rampart.
I'm definitely going Rampart. Just based off strength of opponent, week one, I feel like Rampart had a much more impressive victory against what should be a good opponent for them in Dakota Ridge.
That's exciting. Kylie, do you feel that? It's called a door opening. Chatfield. And I was going to pick Rampart because I thought you were going Chatfield, but now I'm flipping and going Chatfield. But I was going to – the only reason I wasn't going to pick Chatfield was because I talked them up so big. I said they're going to be Pine Creek by 100. I had Pine Creek people tweeting me like crazy. Guess what happened? They lost. They didn't even make it to play Pine Creek. They lost in like the first round. But Chatfield's going to redeem themselves. I've got Chatfield 42, Rampart 41.
That's exciting.
Great game.
It is a good game.
I like both
games. But this is two teams that are part of that logjam in 4A.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
are they even part of the logjam, though?
We got number 5 and number 7.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what's tough.
So they're right behind. You know,
4A is – how many people make the playoffs in 4A? So 16 and 4A. See, that 4A deserves 24. If we're talking competitiveness.
They got good competition, yeah.
I don't know, actually. I just think that 4A's tough.
It's tough.
It's a gauntlet. I wouldn't take a 4A job.
We're gonna know a heck of a lot more about 4A after this weekend, though.
Yeah.
So, this is where the good games are.
Yeah, we're going to know if 4A Colorado football is legit if Pine Creek can squeeze that dub.
Right. And then 2 and 3 play, and 5 and 7 play. And quite frankly, 4 and 8 play too. Windsor and Vista Ridge, they just barely missed the cut making the podcast.
There you go.
So
would have been a good one.
They just didn't make it. We ran out of 4A games. 3A, Thursday, number 2, Palmer Ridge versus Kansas City. Oh, no. Bears obviously had a rough week one. Kansas City. No, don't take this out, Mav. Let it roll. So, Kansas City lost to Palmer Ridge. It says 43-0.
Last year.
Barn burner.
Yeah.
So, Mav, barn burners are normally tight games. Not, like, I'm guessing what your interpretation of was it was a barn burning because I came and burned your barn down. Right? But that's actually not.
I love that.
It's electric, dude. So, last year this was 43-0. Maybe we shouldn't have picked this one. Let's make it fast. Justin, what do you think? Or do you want to give some
intro? So here's the thing. Kansas City went 9-2 last year. They won 5 straight after that game and made the playoffs.
Wow. Okay.
So I think they're probably a little bit better than some people think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Justin?
But here's the thing. We saw that a lot from 3A teams a year ago.
Now good teams get worked by Palmer Ridge.
Yes. I'm more excited to see when the Pueblo teams start playing Palmer Ridge.
Yeah.
But you know, we went to a Palmer Ridge last year where they were playing an undefeated, what was it,
Denver North.
They were 7-0 or 8-0 or something like that, and it should have been 150-0.
We were all really excited. We actually showed up in the second quarter, didn't know that Ty would already be out and be 35-0.
It was so. Wow. I just, you know, there are some 3A, like, this isn't 4A, this isn't 5A. I think there is a very large discrepancy from the teams at the top to the teams at the bottom. This is Palmer Ridge huge all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. Palmer Ridge looking to make a statement after the loss. Joe, what are you thinking?
I don't think anyone in their right minds picks Cannon City here. I will say this, though. Palmer Ridge, they have some young players, man. That like a big part of their offense is getting the ball to some of these young players, and that showed up that they're young last week.
Yeah.
So if those guys can get going, I mean, they got the talent. But yeah, Palmer Ridge here all day.
I like it. I think this is good news, bad news if you're Kansas City. Okay, let's start bad news first. You're losing this one 63-0. Because Luke McAllister is going to come in and throw some touchdowns too. Yeah. People are going to figure out that there's two Division I quarterbacks on Palmer Ridge's team.
Yeah.
However, based on last year, that means that Cannon City's going 9-1 and barely missing the playoffs. But that means Cannon City's going to go on a run after this. They're going 9-1. I'm predicting Cannon City 7-3 playoff team.
I'm looking at they might go 9-1 if they lose this game.
Cannon City 9-1.
There you go.
And narrowly missed the playoffs.
Big time.
Or are they going to make
it? Sneak
in. Kansas City 9-1 makes the playoffs, but I do think Palmer Ridge. I think Palmer Ridge across the board. I think Cannon City, best case for Cannon City would have been if Palmer Ridge won last week and they were still living that up. I do think that not only losing last week, but there's no one at Palmer Ridge, Ty, Ant, Caden, the coaches, there's no one who walked out of there feeling like we did our program justice. So you're going to see that taken out this week. They're pissed off. Yeah, that's where I do think it's. But I do think if Pine Creek, I do think if they'd beat Pine Creek, I think this would have been a little maybe tighter.
It's also Kansas City's first game of the year.
Yeah.
So again,
they're going to have to.
That's a tough situation.
Yeah, that sucks for you, Kansas City.
I'm not picking against Palmer Ridge the rest of the year. Right, unless they play Pueblo East.
I might.
Then we might have to have a conversation.
So we got Palmer Ridge. Palmer Ridge all the way around. You got it down, Kylie?
Yep.
Thursday, number 4 Palisade, number 7 Durango. Jordan Wolverton just bouncing back. Had a huge game in week 1, and the Demons are looking to continue their 3A campaign against perennial powerhouse Palisade. Palisade is always a problem in the 3A division. Coach Romano, obviously we all have a ton of respect for him coming from Mesa State. He's a good coach. They were well coached last year. This is going to be a good game. This is what? Number 4, number 7
in 3A. Palisade lost in the playoffs last year at Palmer Ridge.
Yeah.
You know, that was...
That's tough.
Don't steal Ryan's thunder. He's going to intro us a little further.
I got you.
And that was a close game.
It was.
Lost by 2 touchdowns.
So what do you think?
And Durango lost by a touchdown to Erie. So, yeah, right. I mean, it's And you know what? If we're being honest, Durango's a team that always feels like it doesn't get respect.
Oh, no doubt.
Similar to Bayfield, they think that they don't like they feel closer to like New Mexico teams because they're literally like 30 minutes away from
way
them.
Way closer.
But they just feel like there's always that culture of, you know, we need to earn some respect here.
Yeah.
Who you got, Justin? What are you thinking?
You know, I was riding that Palisade train all last year until they ran into Palm Ridge. And like I said, it's because, you know, the respect that I had coaching against Coach Romano.
Yeah.
I really feel like this is going to be the game that is the high-scoring affair. Like, I think you can go nuts here.
Love it!
You know what I mean? Where I think that Palisade playing, now they're going to be physical, they're going to tackle, but I don't think they know who Jordan Wolverton is yet.
Yeah.
Last week, you know, he's like 5-6 and he had 2 touchdowns, but they were playing a Pecosta Springs team that wasn't very good, so he was out of the game early.
Yeah.
And they didn't really need to throw the ball. They ran the ball. So, they're, you know, that's going to be the preparation for Palisade this week. I know Coach Romano, being a guy that believes in the run game so much, running the veer in the midline game, he's going to want to stop the run, and there's going to be opportunities for Jordan to kind of go off this week. I think this is very high scoring because I think that Palisade, with their running attack, will be able to put points on the board. They'll score somewhere in the neighborhood 35-40, but I think that Wolverton's going to be able to put up a 5-touchdown game type of performance where, you know, possibly they're getting up there in 49 points, something like that. So I'm going to take – I'm actually taking Durango here.
Love it.
And, you know, I have the utmost respect for Palisade, but – I think that Durango is the sleeper team.
I like that.
That's exciting.
What do you think, Joe?
I'm going the opposite here. It scares me a little bit because it's Palisade's first game. Like, after watching some of these first games and all the penalties and issues teams were having, it really did hurt them. But I think they'll get done. I remember last year they were a pretty consistent team. So I'm going to take Palisade over Durango.
Tough.
I mean, that could very well happen.
Yeah,
that could very well happen. This is going to be like
I think Palisade's really good.
Yeah.
I think Palisade's really good. I think they're good on offense. I like Coach Romano, but I'm a big Durango fan. So I think Durango, let's go, what do you think? 57 because of 1 2-point conversion. Palisade 49.
There you go.
I think Palisade's going to be solid in the kicking game. Write that down, because I think they're going to make a couple field goals this year.
This is going to be like a 24-20 type game.
You think?
Yeah.
Some good D.
Yeah, that's the type of Palisade defense, Durango. I mean, they don't score a whole lot typically.
Here's what I think it's going to look like. I think it's going to look like Palisade Rifle last year. And believe that I watched that tape, the 2017 Palisade Rifle game. Watched it this week. Yeah. It was a high-scoring affair. Now, that's what you call a barn burner. Yeah. Can you pull up the score on that? Can we get the Palisade Rifle score from 2017? Because I'm thinking it's a lot. And this is what I think this one's going to be like.
It's a lot.
55-33.
Palisade twice last year was over 50.
Holy Family got after Palisade a year ago through the air.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where Jordan Wolverton can take advantage.
Oh, Palisade lost 56-20.
Yeah, to Holy Family a year ago. So
and that was a week 2 game.
Yeah, you know, that was part of my inside information. I was trying to hold that back.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to get you guys, you know.
That's big. Yeah. That's big. Well, no, I had watched a lot of cut-ups of Palisade Rifle.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about guys that are watching Palisade Rifle.
Yeah. Well, I've seen Palisade Holy Family and Palisade Roosevelt. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you're impressed. I've only seen one.
There you go.
I want to act like I've watched 2 when I've watched 1.
5A, Thursday, Thunder Ridge 1-0, baby. The Thunder Ridge High School.
Yes. Make the game
taking
the
on taking on the Lakewood Tigers.
The Lakewood.
Lakewood 1-0.
It is the Lakewood Tigers.
Thunder Ridge comes in red hot, baby. 43-0 win over Rangeview, led by head coach Doug Nissenson. Love Dougie. They're looking to capitalize on their great start. Lakewood comes in after a 38-13 drubbing of perennial power Bear Creek.
Wow.
Pierce Holly had himself a game. The senior quarterback went for nearly 300 yards combined through the air and on the ground, and 4 touchdowns, 2 on the air, 2 on the ground. That's a good start for Pierce. Young Pierce. Pierce. What do you think? You want to give us a little more inside, Ryan? Thunder Ridge High School, if you haven't known.
Mm-hmm.
is tied for the most quarterbacks in the NFL in the last decade.
With one.
With one? That sounds like a cherry
pick. So, hey, just say. Yeah. Give us a little more preview. Lakewood was really good.
Lakewood was 8-3 last year. I don't know. This is an interesting game. To be honest, I wasn't expecting this to make the cut here.
This may be the only week that Thunder Ridge does make the cut, so because they're 1-0 at the time.
Thunder Ridge makes the cut
every week. So tell me a little bit more about Thunder Ridge. You 3-7 last year. What's the team going to be like this year?
They have a good running back.
Good running back.
He can play a little bit, yeah.
New offensive coordinator, Tim Thanell, who we all know.
Yes, we do.
Pretty dynamic passing game guy.
He was my offensive coordinator in high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's when Bear Creek was a perennial power.
Thunder's got a guy at the helm like you.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have a quarterback like Justin. If we're being honest, they don't have a Holland back there, but
they got some players.
We're talking about Lakewood. Lakewood Thunder.
You know, I'm looking at Thunder. They lost 7 games last year, but they lost like a couple of them by a touchdown.
Yeah, and you know, they even played Columbine. Not tough, but they played it. So, for me...
They know what a good team looks like.
Gosh. No, I love Thunder Ridge. Do you want me to lead us off?
Here's the thing. Yeah. Like, so we...
what do you think?
We kind of jumped on Lakewood a year ago, right? We started kind of seeing
them. Yeah, we did.
We definitely picked them a few times last year.
You said Lakewood was 8-3 last year?
8-3, yeah.
Did they lose in the playoffs? Yeah. Was that when they lost? They made the playoffs.
Ryan probably didn't let them in.
Grandview. 42. They lost to Grandview, but Grandview was a weird, you know, Grandview.
There's a lot of teams that struggle with Grandview and that defense and just kind of knowing how to sort of attack that team. But, you know, watching that quarterback. Now, he's a guy that we don't work with, but watching that quarterback a year ago in the scrimmages against Cherry Creek and Mullen, right, he really held his own, played well. Mm-hmm. You know, was standing tough in the pocket, completing passes against teams that were very talented, had a lot more talent on the field than his team did, right? So I think he's a difference maker in that game, right? Now, Bear Creek dropped down to 4A, but Bear Creek's still not a group of 10 team, right? Yeah. Group of 10 teams are group of 10 teams for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? Because they lose 42-0 week one to Thunder Ridge. Yeah. So
Thunder Ridge got a lot of talent.
In all
we're going Lakewood,
though, that,
man. We're going
Lambert
Lakewood.
Lambert kid, the running back.
You've got Lakewood.
I got Lakewood.
I got Lakewood, too. Lakewood. It's because Caleb Hinman is not playing. I don't think they're going to do that much in the passing game. He's a little banged up. But their running back's good. The Spencer kid, I think.
He had 4 touchdowns last week.
No, he can play, man. He can run. He can get
group
loose.
Well, if we're being fair about Spencer, he had like 6,000 yards against Mountain Vista as well.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Like, about.
I was actually coaching that game. It was open the floodgates. I think this is another like culture pick. I think Lakewood's going to have a little more grit to him, a little more dogginess, so I got Lakewood.
Yeah, they are tougher kids. Here's the deal. I'm a Thunder Ridge guy. Went to Thunder, if you didn't know that, Kyle. We have a saying, once a Grizzly, always a Grizzly.
With that being said, Kylie,
you don't drop one. Thunder Ridge, 56, Lakewood, 2. Oh, wow. It's not even close, fellas. I think this Thunder Ridge team is back circa 2011. Because I'm not going to act like Chris Woke and Tim Jenkins are there, because they're not.
You were there in 11?
No, 2009 graduate, friend. I was ripping up the RMAC, going 2-9 every year, but throwing for five grand.
Oh, that's true. I was there.
So, all right. That was pretty exciting.
It was very exciting.
This is good stuff.
Got some good picks.
56-2, though. Thunder Ridge. No. Blue and green. Okay. Write it down, Kylie.
We love Doug.
Okay. Here's the other cool thing. Thunder Ridge, listen to this. 4 unis. 4 different unis. That's a lot of combinations.
That's exciting. That's going to make...
The difference in the box score
right there.
I've watched teams get new jerseys and go out and get absolutely rolled. CSU, sweet new gray unis, playing a rivalry game, they go out and get rolled.
Yeah.
Sitting in the coaching box is ridiculous.
I hope that doesn't happen with Thunder Ridge because I just picked them 56-2. And I need some games to come back.
Should we pick the CU-CSU game?
That would actually be great because we didn't have 8 games. So, Kylie, can you write that in?
Yep.
CU versus CSU. Got it? You can pick this one. So Ryan, give us
Friday
the
night.
I'm gonna best go field. I'm gonna pick. It should be Saturday.
I agree.
TV schedules, get it down.
I'm gonna pick that this should be Saturday.
You know, I don't know. I don't know anything about either of these teams. I can tell you about the Arizona football team. That's where I went to school, but. I don't know. I'm going to go see you, I guess. Just get based off what CSU did last week.
That's good. You got two CSU guys, so that's a great pick. Justin, what do you think? Once a Ram, always a Ram?
Yeah. But that's still not a thing. So.
I'm never going. If you pick CU, I'm never going.
No. Like, obviously, I can't.
So these right? This does count, though.
This our definitely pick-up. Does count. And, like, you get to pick whoever you want, right? But. You know, all things being said, like, I wasn't able to watch the CU Hawaii or CSU Hawaii game a week ago because I really thought that was our bye week. We were favored by 17 points. On the ESPN predictor had it as both pre kickoff 90% win percentage.
Holy
moly. Yeah. So went golfing instead.
How did you shoot?
Well, shot an 83.
That's good.
You know what I mean? I shot 37 on the front and then blew up on the back. Kind of like how CSU blew up on the front. then they started coming alive in the second half. We need the offense to go wild. And the receiving core is absolutely legit. Absolutely 100% legit. They have NFL talent at three positions playing wide receiver.
Yeah, true that.
Can they protect? Can't. Now, we may not even know who the starting quarterback for CSU will be. We had a kid that threw for 530 a week ago, but Colin...
It's Bobo, man. He's got great offense.
He may be ready to go, right? Colin Hill's what was thought to be the incumbent starter got injured. Is he healthy? Is he not? He's the guy that can spread the ball all over the field. Colin Hill's healthy. I'm very confident about CSU win. Colin Hill's not in. Pretty confident CSU win. So we're going CSU.
CSU.
Yes.
I like that. Joe?
I'm the same, man. CSU, their talent outside is real, like Coach said. Now, CU has kind of been like a little DB factory. They've had some good secondaries here. But, you know, I honestly, like, all that stuff aside, this is a rivalry game and have been played in it before. You know, it's one of those where really anything can happen. I've seen much better CSU teams lose to good to worse CU teams and vice versa. So it's going to be who shows up to play and who's ready to go.
Throw it out the window, CSU.
Yeah.
That's what you got?
Yeah, of course.
Love it. Love it. So.
Here's your chance. This is your opportunity.
Yeah.
Listen. You're CSU Global, though.
Listen, you know what I mean? I'm going to tell the people. So, CU, obviously Ty Evans connection.
Right.
That gets me excited.
Yeah.
Okay. However, I am a graduate of CSU Global, which is an extension of CSU Fort Collins.
It is. Ram for life right
now. Ram for life. The good news for me is they can't take that degree back, though. CU by 12.
I'm going to change my pick. I just looked at the rosters. CSU has 35 guys from Colorado.
Yeah.
And CU has 34. So I'm going CSU.
Better boy!
I didn't think CU would have that many.
That includes walk-ons.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
So I've got CU still. I would have picked CSU, but they didn't offer Padilla soon enough. So, bottom line, I don't even know if they've offered him yet.
They have.
At this point, it's moot because
he's going to Iowa. So, I got CU by 12. Okay. I think it's going to be a barn burner because if I can be honest in like a real assessment of the game, without joking about my degree, which they can't take back, which they can't right now.
They can't.
I'm just kidding.
Come to your house and take
back. They're like, listen, give me this. Well, joke's on them. It's PDF form. So you're going to take my computer.
Download.
I really think there's – I think Colin Hill plays, and I think there's two legitimate NFL quarterbacks on the field. And I think that's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Steven Montez, I think, is going to be a – good quarterback this year, and I think Colin Hill is going to have a good year. I think
Preston Williams is a game changer.
I think CSU.
He can go off for 300.
A few years ago, we were at the game and we watched Paul Richardson just terrorize.
Hold on,
CSU.
Our secondary. I know in that game. Our secondary was how about you run by me?
I get that.
Throw it out
but
there for you.
A big time playmaker changes the game, and Preston Williams should be the best player out there.
Yeah. They should target him.
CSU, I think, has a ton of talent receiver. Yeah. Here's another stat for you. I think the Jawan kid from CU ends with the most receiving yards.
Yeah.
Who?
There's a kid that I saw at spring ball. First name
Number
Jawan.
Number two?
Yeah. He is a heck of a player. Saw him run a post corner post against USC. Really good player. So, but yeah, I think CU by 12. It's only because I want to catch up the game.
31-28 CSU.
Field goal at the end. Yeah. Late field goal.
I have no idea, because last year the refs took three touchdowns off the board from CSU. So,
that's true.
You know,
yeah,
we got to see how what they're doing.
If it's a Pac-12 crew.
If the Pac-12 crew's out there, honestly, if I know there's a Pac-12 crew out there, I'm going to turn my pick around. I'm going to pick CU because they won't even give us a chance. Because last year I watched them score three touchdowns and I watched them invent calls three times.
They didn't take it back. Yeah, that was
push off. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. But anyways. So we got three CSUs and a CU.
I forgot about that. That was frustrating.
Yeah, it was really frustrating.
Kylie, do you want to chime in? CSU, CU?
CU.
Because you're going there?
Yeah.
Exciting.
Mav. Ponderosa's losing this
Where's
week.
Where's your girlfriend going?
That's rude.
You got CSU?
Can we just
anytime
believe?
CSU you know? Comes out and has that good quarterback and then loses, they've got defensive problems.
So you've got CSU.
CSU's had defense problems for like 15 years.
That's a problem.
We haven't been able to sack a quarterback since Shaq Barrett left. So
yeah, that's true.
That's rough.
I think Montez will be up.
Journalism program.
Anybody can teach you how to write. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Do you want to just do you want to get Ryan in here once a week as a mentor?
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. And we're going to see him next week, huh, Mav?
Same time, same place.
We'll have a new guest. Unfortunately, Ryan can't be on every week, but we'll get him back soon.
We'll try.
Get him back soon. See you guys next week. Really exciting stuff. Electric.